20 years. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 20 years since the riots in Los Angeles set off by the Rodney King verdict. But it wasn't just about that.
They do have quite a few blacks around here that refuse to let go of the, what's her name? Latasha Harlan situation.
Latasha Harlan's a black teenager who'd gone into a liquor store, put a bottle of orange juice into her backpack. The shopkeeper, a Korean-American woman, thought she was shoplifting. There was a fight. The woman pulls out a pistol and shoots the girl dead. She was found with the $2 for the orange juice in her hand. The shopkeeper gave basically a stand-your-ground defense and got probation, and that's why rioters targeted so many Korean businesses 20 years ago. And as I walked those neighborhoods back then, I found myself in debates between Korean-Americans and African-Americans over who was more misunderstood.
Who has the right to destroy all these people's lives?
And who works harder?
We don't depend on welfare. We make it on our own. And then people come here and say, well, you get it from loans and stuff. You're not Korean. You don't know what's going on. This is all wrong.
And who uses stereotypes?
I think black people as a whole have worked very hard. We built this country. And I get so sick and tired of the Japanese and the people saying that we are lazy and we don't. That is such a facility.
That's from 20 years ago. And as I listened to it again, it sounded like the Trayvon Martin emails I've been getting. We still choose up sides based on race. At least this time the debate isn't taking place in the middle of a burned out neighborhood.
See, the thing is, it's everyone's fault.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.